Mighty is. I'm the Lord, brother. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Go ahead.
Hey. What a savior. Hey, hey. Somebody else. My Lord.
I got the faith in the name of the Lord. I mean, sometimes we get down. And man, I feel like maybe, you know, the Bible says to beware of our adversary and we have to continue with the flesh. I mean, sometimes it seems like, man, they both just come together and I tell you what, it's just a beat down. I thought, but man, I got the faith, man, I'm glad for the comfort of God. I'm glad. Yeah. It says in 2 Corinthians, it says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Yeah. I believe he said this morning when he was preaching on somebody said, greater is he than you than he is in the world.
That's right.
I'm glad when the flesh flares up and the devil's there throwing his fiery darts at you, man. I'm glad we got somebody here.
I'm just being honest with you. So I'll just tell you how good God's been to me for a minute, because that's all I know to do. I went to Texas last week, and you talk about God getting a hold of somebody and working on them.
Go ahead.
I heard some fellas preach on some stuff that, man, I thought I was doing good until I heard them get up and preach, Brother Josh. I'm telling you, I really did. There's a fella got up and started preaching on going down to the potter's house, and he said, when you get out there to the potter's house, he said, the potter never does throw the clay away. All he does, he just smash it down and restart. And boy, Lord's had to do that to me a couple times, hey. Jeff Crabtree. He's had to mash me down and restart, but I'm glad he ain't never thrown me out. I'm glad he ain't never got rid of me or done away with me. And at the end of that message, this is what he said. He said, one of these days, he said, that potter, when he gets through, whenever I get to glory, Brother Jeff, what he said he's going to get done, he's going to get done with that vase. You know what he's going to say, Brother Kevin? He's going to say, this right here is what I've been wanting it to look like for so long. But one of these days, he's going to be done with me. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to say, hey, Father in heaven, look at this right here. Look what I done with this one right here. And I say, praise the Lord for it, Brother Delmer, because I know that I ain't nothing. Hey, I know I won't never be nothing. Hey, but one of these days, after the Lord gets through with me, Josh Neal, hey, I'm going to be just exactly what he wants me to be, and I praise the Lord for it. I got help last week. Turn with me to Matthew, chapter number 7. Book of Matthew, chapter number 7. I'm just going to read one verse, and I'll say this. I praise the Lord for Will Seeley. Hey. Sitting right there. He don't know how much he means to me, but he's seen me at the worst of my worst. And I thank God for the change he's made. Hey. Matthew chapter number 7. I'm going to just read verse number 7. It says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. And that's all I'm going to read. And I was reading through right here the other day, and it says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. And you know, at first part it says ask. And I got to, you know, there's a lot of times in my life, Brother Kevin, where I've had to just break down and ask for stuff. I mean, really, truth be told, I've had to just break down and ask for stuff. Owning a house, Brother Delmer, there's been times where I've had to just break down and say, hey, Dad, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to have you come out here and help me. Because this don't make not a lick of sense to me. I've had to call him and ask. I mean, I've had to ask for some things, Brother Kevin. And I've got to read this right here, and God come down in my heart, and he put this in my heart. And what I'm going to preach on with the Lord's help for just a little while tonight is, why don't we just ask? That's what I'm going to preach on tonight. If the Lord ain't in, I'm going to sit down, but he's helping me pretty good right now. I feel pretty all right. So I'm going to try my very best to deliver what he's put on the inside of my heart. And you know, there's been times, Brother Doug, where we have to ask for things. You know why? Because you can't do it by yourself. You can't do it by yourself, Brother Braden. You can't do it by yourself. Brother, you can't do it by yourself, Brother Delmer. You've been on the road for a long time, but you cannot do this by yourself. And there's been times that we have to just break down and say, Lord, I need your help right here. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know which way to go. But God, if you'll just come down and help me this one time. I think about Samson over there, Brother. You know what he said? He said, God, just one more time. That's all I'm asking of you, Lord. Just help me one more time. Just give me a little bit of strength just one more time. That's all I need. Sometimes we just got to ask him. That's what we got to do. You just have to bear with me. My voice is trying to leave me. But I got to thinking about some things that we need to ask for. And one of them is something I need to ask for every day when I get up. And it's revived. I need to be revived. And why don't we just ask? That's all it takes. We're just too bullheaded and stubborn to do it sometimes. But just asking God to revive us. It says over there in Psalms, I believe it's, I wrote down here chapter number 85, I believe, or number 6. It says, wilt thou not revive us again? You know why he said again? Because he'd already done it one time, Brother Kevin. He had to ask him again. You know why he had to ask him again? Because he messed it up the first time, so he had to ask him again. And I'm grateful sometimes in my life, I have to say, God, I've messed it up yet again. I've done no good yet again, Brother Doug. Kevin, I've done screwed it up one more time. But I have to turn around, Brother, and I have to say, God, hey, I know I messed it up, but can you not just help me one more time? I just need to be revived down on the inside of my heart. I need to be revived in here. Out here will take care of itself when you get right in here fixed. I have to ask God, say, Lord, just help me one more time. I need you to just revive me one more time. We get in these revivals and such, and we forget what we're getting in them for. And we go halfway through the revival before we ever catch on.
Right.
But before revival ever starts, and I don't even know when revival is next in Jamestown. I ain't got no idea. But all I know is that every day we ought to strive, say, God, Will you help us one more time? Revive me in here one more time. And because we honestly, brother, I say this a lot of times when I go a lot of places, we're too ignorant to do things by ourselves, Brother Kevin. And that's why we have to ask him, Gage. We have to say, God, can you just revive me one more time, Brother Delmer? I know I don't deserve it, and I know you don't have to, but will you just revive me one more time? That's what we got to have to do. Ask him for revival. Then the Lord started working in my heart. You know, there was a day, Brother Gavin, I had to ask him for redemption.
That's right.
I'd say, God, I'm glad that he uses broken things. You know that? I'm glad he don't just cast them out to the wayside and say, hey, I can't do nothing with that one right there. I'm glad it don't make no difference where you come from, what your origin is, what your color is. It don't make no difference, brother. I'm glad, Brother Kevin, that God can take something that's just been beaten, broke all its life. I ain't got no use for nothing, Brother Josh. Hey, that was me. That's what I can tell you right now. I didn't have no use and I wasn't no good. But for some reason, he seemed fit in his heart. He said, I want that one right there. He said, I'm going to go through it. I'm going to redeem that one right there, Brother Joe. He said, I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm dying for it, but I'm going to, and I'm going to redeem that one right there.
Hey,
I honestly think when he found me, I might have been in at least 1 million pieces. But I'm glad he didn't just give up on me, Jeff. I tell you what, Jeff Crabtree can tell you still yet to this day that I ain't perfect. I work with Jeff. I love Jeff Crabtree. He's a light for those of y'all that don't know. He's a light. I want to be a light like Jeff Crabtree's a light. But you know why Jeff Crabtree's a light? It's because God seen fit to come redeem Jeff Crabtree one day. And he said, hey, I'm going to go down there for not only AJ, not only Josh, Kevin, Delmer, Will, Sealy. He said, I'm going to go down there for Jeff Crabtree. And that way when he walks around, people can say, hey, God's done something for that man right there. Hey, God's done a change in that man right there. As far as I'm concerned, I ain't never known any different from Jeff. I don't know what he was before. All I know is growing up, every time I've seen him, he's had a smile on his face and he loves the Lord. That's all I can tell you. Hey, praise God, that's all I know. But it's because God's redemption done that for him. Hey, I'm glad that Miss Irene, that song you sing, I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Hey, praise God. I'm glad, Brother Kevin, that God redeemed me one day. Hey, when he didn't just do it at just one time, when he done it, it was done forever.
Hey,
I'm glad I'm redeemed. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, Brother Delmer. That's what the Bible says. Praise God, if you've been redeemed and you're just sitting around on it, shame on you. Shame on you. If you've been redeemed, God's done something on the inside, and you ain't never told a soul about what he's done for you, you don't deserve it. I'll go as far as just say, you ought to be getting on your knees and saying, Lord in heaven, help me be better than what I already have, because I'm just sitting on what you've done for me. If you've been redeemed and you're not telling somebody about it, shame on you. You know why I can say that? Because I've been there. Lord save my soul, Brother Joe. I didn't tell nobody. I just sat there like a knot on a log is what they say and didn't do nothing with it. Shame on me. I got out there to that meeting I was in Texas. And I'm telling you, brother, I thought I was doing all right. I really did when I got out there. I mean, I guess what you could say is I was getting complacent because I really thought I was being all right. But because of what Lord showed me out there and some of them messages they preached, praise God, I've been redeemed by the glorious blood of the Lamb, and I've not been doing my part, Brother Delmer, to say so, to tell people about what he's been doing for me, to tell people about when he died on the cross one day. I've not been doing my part. I go as far as say I've not been doing my part in the church. I've not been doing what I need to be doing in the church. I don't know who else is like it, but I am. I've not been doing my part in the church. Not been saying so. You know, you was talking about Brother Dustin, how Miss Kayla said he was quiet, and I thought about Brother Matt, when I come in church, I never heard him say a word. Then he got, that just a minute ago shows you what God can do, because he got up and God was all over him a minute ago. I say praise the Lord for it. But you know what the Lord showed me? The Lord showed me that he gave me a loud mouth and I've not been using it to praise him. I mean, I've not been quiet my whole life. God gave me a big mouth, Brother Kevin. He gave me, I like to talk. I don't know if any of y'all know that or not. Hey, I praise God, I like to talk. I like to, if you talk to me, you better either set a timer or walk away from me when you get done, because I'll talk to you all night long if you let me. Praise God. But I've not been, when I sit down in here, I've just been sitting there, and people say, hey, well, how'd you like the service? I say, I liked it good. I liked it real good. But you know what I forgot to do during the service, Brother Kevin? I forgot to say, hey, man. I forgot to say, praise the Lord. I forgot to say, thank God. I'm not saying everybody has to do that. I'm just saying I got a big mouth. That's what he can be. That convicted me over, that I ought to be saying just a little bit more when I get in the house of God. I ought to be getting up and testifying a little bit more. I ought to just be scotching the preacher a little bit more. Because I'm redeemed. And that's how I get to say, that's how I get to say so, Brother Dimmer. He gave me a big mouth so I could say so, Jordan. Yeah. He knew me when I worked at Saddlebrook. I had a big mouth. He'd pull in that dump truck and I'd hold him for 30 minutes before he ever got to leave. But we need to ask for redemption. Psalms chapter 111, I believe it is, chapter 111, verse number 9, it says he sent redemption unto his people. And everybody is his people. Everybody. Don't make no difference what nobody else says. Everybody is his people. I thank God for that. He'll send redemption to you even if you don't know him. He sent redemption down here that anybody whosoever wanted to could get a hold of it, Gavin. I thank God for it. We need to ask for revival. We need to ask for redemption. Sometimes we just need to ask for repair. I had to do a whole lot of that. I know I keep talking about last week, but if you'd been there, praise God, you'd know what I was talking about. It helped me. Hey. Some of them fellas got to preaching on, there was probably 600 people in that building. Scotty, he can tell you there's probably about 600 people in that building, and they was talking to me. I don't know who else they was talking to out of them 600, but they was hitting A.J. Waters right at home, sitting on the front seat there. It didn't just hit me. It stayed with me, Brother Kevin. It was one of them. It stuck like glue, and I couldn't shake it off. I mean, God really, he put, I guess what you could say, a whooping, I guess is what you'd have to say. God wore me out, Brother Delmer, sitting out there. But I had to ask him. I'd say, God, Lord, I thought I was doing all right, but I have to ask you to fix me right here where I'm falling short at. And a lot of times, Brother Delmer, we got to do that as the people that we are. Praise God, you're a great man of God, if you ask me. But every now and then, I'd say, Brother Delmer has say, Lord, will you repair me right here in this aspect of my life? Hey, this place where I'm falling short, Brother Kevin, I have to say a lot of times, Gavin, I have to say, God, Lord, I've been doing this wrong the whole time, and you just now showing it to me, but I praise God for it. Will you help me fix it? I don't know what I'm doing wrong, and I don't know how to do it myself, but praise God, I'm glad that he can come in there and pull the dents out. I had to go out and send my truck to Matt Garrett a while back ago, and he went over and he sucked the dent out of that joker, and it looked just like brand new. Praise God, I'm glad the Lord can do the same thing with me, because every now and then, brother, I like to run out in the ditch line and hit stuff, get big old dents in my side, spiritually speaking, and I get beat all to pieces, but I say, God, I run it through the Lord Jesus Christ body shop and shine. I have to run it through there. Praise God, and I have to say, Lord, I know I've run off the road a little bit, Will Seeley. I know I've done things wrong, but will you come through, Dustin Walker? Lord, will you pull the dents out of me? Will you help me repair what I've been doing wrong? Praise God, if we ask him, he'll do it. Amen. He don't just pull the dents out. Praise God. Before you can get something to pull a dent out with, you've got to have it clean. So while you get in the shop there and let the Lord work on you a little while, Gage, he's been working on a truck. I went over there one evening. I'm talking about working. He was covered from head to toe in black grease. Head to toe. It's because he's having to clean all that stuff off that he'd pulled off there. And I'm glad that my sin don't spot the lamb none. Because if it did, we'd be in bad shape today. I'm glad that when he took me in, Brother Kevin, and he cleaned me with that robe of white, and the only thing on it was a blood stain. There wasn't no kind of grease or sin that I've ever done. He just took that blood stain banner, and he said, I'm going to polish you off right here, and I'm going to pop the dent out. He went over to this side. He said, oh, Lord, you've messed it up real bad over here. He took that old blood stain rag. He rubbed it down the side of me, Brother Kevin. He said, I'm going to pop this one out. I'm going to pop this one out. Every now and then, he might wait on one till you ask him about it. He may just leave that over in the door till you say, God, I need this took out till you admit it to yourself and admit it to him. He may just leave it alone for a little while. But I'm glad that nothing is too hard for the God that I serve. Hey, I ain't never made a dent too big, Brother Delmer, that he can't pull it out. I ain't never made a mess too big that he can't fix. You know why? Because he's God. That's exactly why. But there's times I got to ask him for repair, Joey Duvall. I got to say, God, I've wrecked bad. I wrecked one time, had to call my dad. That's scary, Brother Kevin, having to call him. After I'd wrecked, I run into the memorial garden at the funeral home. Hit loose gravel and slid into it. Went through the front of it. I got out of my truck and I thought, praise God, there's no way that this can be fixed. And I called my dad. I said, Dad, I've messed up. I've messed up bad. I said, there ain't no way you can fix it, but I want you to come over here and look at it at least. He got out there, Brother Kevin, and it's like he's had to do it before or something. He got out there. He said, back it out. Back it out. Let me look at it. I got it backed out there. He said, oh, that ain't nothing. He said, that ain't nothing. He went in that shop. He pulled one of them old wrenches out, lifted the hood up, and pecked the dents out of the front of it. Looked like it wasn't even there. Took an old rag out of his pocket, and he said, wiped the scratches off like they wasn't even supposed to be on there. And I said, Dad, how in the world did you do that? I said, I thought for sure I've totaled this thing. He said, I've been there a time or two, son. I know what you're doing. He said, I've been there a time or two. I know how to fix these kind of problems. I'm glad I ain't the only one who's ever had to call on the Lord and say, God, I've totaled it this time. There ain't no way you can fix it. I just need you to come look at it. Hey, when God comes in there, Brother Kevin, praise God, he comes in, he says, son, that ain't so bad. Just let me have a hold of it. Let me run in my Holy Ghost tool shed real quick. Grab me a little something, praise God. He said, I'll have them dents out in no time. And Dad just come in, he just pecked them out like he wasn't no big deal. He wasn't even mad. He never did frown at me or nothing. Praise God, the Lord does the same thing. I can make a mess and he ain't mad at me. He don't get rid of me. He says, son, I love you. It ain't that bad. Just let me take care of it. Amen. We got to ask him for some repair. I'll move on, man. I feel pretty good right now, Brother Dem. You just have to bear with me. I told him before church started, I broke my boot coming in. So somebody go to sleep, I'll just kick it off. Wake them up real good. Amen. But there's been times where I've thought for sure, Brother Kevin, I've thought for sure that this is it. I've done the worst that you can do, and they ain't no fixing it. God just comes down. He says, I've been in wrecks before. Police come by and they say, let me see your insurance. God comes by and he says, let me check your insurance. He said, I signed that one. You're going to be all right. Hey. Praise God, I'm glad I've got my good insurance. Yeah, you know, people say that a lot. Praise God, it's something to me. When I get in spots where I've got to have repair, Brother Matt, he knows how that is. Praise God, you got to have a little bit of repair on some stuff. When you get a hold of some people who can really cut you a deal, you know, something like that. What I've got down on the inside is free. To me, you talk about a deal. Hey, man, that's a steal. That's what that was. I just walked up. I didn't have to beg him for it. I just went to the altar. That saved me before I ever even got up, really. And then I come over here just to thank him for it. And it was free as can be. I didn't have to pay him a dime. I didn't have to give him a nickel or nothing like that. Praise God, didn't really even have to do nothing back in return for it besides just serve him because he's so good to us. When we ask for a little bit of repair, he reminds us of what he already done for us. Praise God. Ask for revival, ask for redemption, ask for repair. And this next one right here really, really set in on me. Ask for remembrance. Ask for remembrance. Joey. I've talked about all these things I've messed up. Brother Delman, there's been time in my life where I had to say, God, remind me where you brought me from. God, remind me of that old mar you picked me up out of. Show me where I'm at now. Just your goodness that you've done for me. I've had to say, God, just help me remember what I used to be. A lot of people don't want to remember what they used to be, but it don't hurt every now and then just look back, just see where God's brought you from. Praise God. I've had to just ask him, say, God, just remind me of what you've done for me. That right there should just say it all. You don't have to go any further than just looking at the cross, Brother Kevin. Just saying, God, remind me what you done for me that day when you packed that cross up Golgotha's hill and died for my sin. He died for yours, but mine was something else. I can tell you that right now. And when he died for my sin, just ask him for remembrance. He's brought me a long way. He's brought me a long way. And I'm going to say it one more time. He's brought me a long way. And if you need proof of it, I'll give him permission. Go ask him right there. Where I used to be. That's guessing right here where I used to be. This one right here is one of my best friends in the whole wide world. I would hurt somebody bad for these two right here. But you want to know where I was, you go ask one of them. My cousin Colby sitting right back there, go ask him. They've got full permission to tell you where I was because I can't say it, make it sound believable. It sounds like something somebody made up. Knowing the house I come from. I come from a good house. Did not make me a good person. Did not make me a good person. Colby Waters, as far as I know, he served the Lord ever since me and him been kids. I ain't never known of a time where he's ever, in my life, ever known of a time. You can ask him. I avoided him. Didn't want nothing to do with him. When I got up in my high school, didn't want nothing to do with him, Kevin. I said, he's following God. I'm staying away from him because he's going to try to change me. And now I talk to him every single day. You want to know about me, you just ask some people in here and you'll find out how rotten I was, Brother Kevin. And I still ain't real, real good to this day. God's still working on me. Every now and then, mad, I get so mad, I can just pinch somebody's head off and punt it through a yard. But the Lord's still working on me. I mean, I have to really just rely on him. If I'm ever going to get any help, Gage, I have to say, God, you just remind me what I was. And then I get to look where I am. I'm going to move on because that will just have to set in on you. You just think about where you was. Hey. It's Sunday night and you're sitting in the house of God, if that tells you anything. Right, even if you lost, if that tells you anything. You've took a pretty good step. Right. Right. You say, well, I don't have an option to be here. Well, you'll thank God for it one day. I didn't either. And he brought me out some pretty dark places because of my upbringing. Amen. You just think about that. Isaiah chapter 49, verse number 9, it says, remember the former things. Behold, I am God, and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me.
Hey.
So when you've got to remember those former things and you think about who you're serving, he is God and there's no one like him. There ain't a bottle nobody can pick up that's like him. There ain't a drug nobody can pick up that's like him. Praise God, there ain't a friend you can call that's like him. There ain't nothing like him. I can't tell people how it feels. Praise God, there ain't nothing like it. There ain't nothing like it. Ask for remembrance. Then we got to ask in repentance. Before you're ever going to get any of the rest of these things, you're going to have to ask for some repentance. Before you ever get anything else, whether it's just asking God to forgive you for what you failed at. People say, they get down and say, God, forgive me where I failed you. Amen. I'm talking about getting down in front of a holy God and crying out to him and admitting where you was wrong.
Yes.
Not just saying, Lord, forgive me where I failed you. Amen. I'm talking about getting down and saying, God, past few weeks, I've not been praising you like I should. I'll just tell you what I had to tell him. Amen. This is what I'll just have to do. I just have to tell you what I told him last week. Amen. That's all I know to do. Say, God, these past few months, I've not been praising you like I should have for the things that you've done for me. God, the past few months, I've not been praying for my lost family like I should have. Lord, I need you to hold me accountable for the things that I need to be doing. Had to get down and cry out and ask him, Joe, and say, God, I can't do it by myself, but if you'll help me and you'll change my heart about it, Lord, and just help me be a better me, I'll try my best. I'll try my best to praise you better. I'll try my best to pray better. I'll try my best to be more discerned about what you want me to do, Brother Josh. I'll try my best. I had to get down and get real specific about my failure. That's hard to do. Get specific about your failure, Brother Dummer. That's hard to do because I don't like admitting when I'm wrong. If anybody in here knows me, my sister back there, she knows it. I don't like admitting when I'm wrong. And most of the time, if I'm arguing with her, I won't. I'll just let on like I'm right, whether I'm right or not. But when I got down before God, I had to say, God, here I am, broken. I need repaired. I'm here to repent. And you know what's something funny? This is kind of how it works. You get down and you get to repenting, Brother Jordan, and then he'll get to reminding you. He'll get to revealing things to you. Well, while you're repenting and he's reminding you, he'll get to repairing you. All right there in one whack. By the time you get up, you're ready to have revival because God's done come down and helped you. So once you get this repentance figured out, the rest of them will fall in place. It's hard to have revival without repentance. It is. It's hard to have remembrance without repentance. A lot of times you remember things when you get to repenting. God gets showing you stuff. You say, oh, Lord, I'm sorry for what I've not been doing and what I have been doing. There's been times I had to apologize for what I have been doing because it's been wrong, Brother Josh. Why don't we just ask tonight, friend? It ain't hard. It don't take a lot. It just takes a little bit of letting self down, letting go of yourself and getting a hold of himself. When you let go of yourself, get a hold of him, praise God, some things are going to get fixed. Why don't we just ask him tonight, friend, Brother Kevin? I've cleared my heart.